Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Heather Korbulik joins us. She's the Executive Director of the Silva State Health Insurance Exchange. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Heather Korbulik. She's the executive director of the Silva State Health Insurance Exchange. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
The last time you were here was via Zoom, and the star of the show was neither you nor I, but your cat.
Reggie, yes. He is a star.
Well, you may have his own Facebook page by the time this is all over. So we're taping this on the morning of July 28th, and I know that you do insurance. You're not doing, COVID for the governor. But yesterday, the governor put out the word that, along with the advice from CDC, that everybody was to mask up in public spaces. Mm-hmm. How does that affect your group, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, my personal opinion is that that's the right step, and that the surge that we're seeing with the Delta variant is extremely concerning. And if we want to keep our economy humming, we really need to protect people, workers and visitors. So I think the governor has been tasked with making incredibly difficult decisions that really are in the best interest of Nevadans. And it's been a wild year for him personally, and just politically too. So I think in terms of what does that mean for Nevada HealthLink, where I start seeing and working closely with the director of PEB, or the Public Employee Benefit Program, what we started to see is that individuals who are unvaccinated are primarily the folks that are still in the hospitals. And those are the folks that are racking up some significant hospital bills, meaning that their claim usage is way outranking everybody else who's insured in that same risk pool. Ultimately, that means that we're all going to end up having to pay more because people did not actually take the preventative step that's $0 and get vaccinated. So I'm pretty concerned about what this will mean for rates in the long run.
Really? Because mm-hmm. Nobody has really brought that up, but that is obviously a situation. In talking to people within your agency, What is the response? Do you feel that you're 50% vaccinated, 75% vaccinated? What are the levels?
In my own agency?
And what are the objections, if there are any, apart from people who, for health reasons, mm-hmm. cannot, or religious reasons, mm-hmm. cannot take a vaccine?
Well, so the great thing about being a state agency right now is that we have access to knowing exactly who and how many folks in our agency have been vaccinated. It's an aggregated number, so I don't know exactly who isn't, but I know because they wear masks, because that's our rule. If you're not vaccinated, you need to wear your mask. The state also has just passed some new policies and rules that will require that people send or give their employer proof of their vaccination, and if they haven't, they'll have to get tested. The two or three folks that work for my agency that have not have a health thing or a religious thing happening for them, and I think that there is a couple of folks who are hesitant because of concerns about safety, and my job as a public health official is really to just provide as much information as possible, and that's what I do without trying to be too persistently irritating, but providing people with the best information that's available in terms of data and safety and the CDC monitoring.
I was with a doctor yesterday who said to me, because I'm asking every doctor I come across that I deal with for their opinions, and they said, there are a lot of people who have concerns and don't want to get the vaccination because they feel that down the road they could have a bad effect from it. Mm-hmm. He said, but the way I look at it is death is not a good alternative either. And that is a possibility, a very strong possibility, if you don't get this vaccination.
Absolutely. And I mean, most doctors and clinicians will tell you that an adverse reaction is most likely to happen within the first few days. And we've seen very little, if any of that kind of response with the vaccine. So it is largely safe and effective.
I've told this story on the program before, but it's, I think, bears worth repeating at this time, which is that when I got my shot at the fairgrounds here in Washoe County, they take you to a place where they have you wait 10 minutes to see if you have an adverse reaction. And a fellow came over to the car and said, okay, this is the deal. You wait here 10 minutes, honk your horn if you have an adverse reaction, and somebody will come over. And if you do honk your horn, you'll be the one person in 10,000 that has actually had an adverse reaction, laughed and walked away. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, fine.
That's great. It gives you some peace before he walks away. Right.
Yeah. So it just seems to me that now the conversation has to change to more of what you're talking about, which are not the political consequences mm-hmm. of vaccine or no vaccine, but the economic consequences. Mm-hmm. The state could just go back to where we were in terms of, you know, because we're already seeing other states and other counties saying, don't come to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's an economic cost there. We're trying to get people to come back to conventions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an economic consequence of health always, and the governor and I both say the same line, which is health is wealth. And it really is. Right now, your biggest asset is your ability to stand up straight and be alive, right?
It certainly is mine.
Yeah, right. And so we've just seen such terrible consequences, but whether you had a mild or a significant case of COVID, there's the long-term impacts that could come with that too, that we're still discovering and still kind of realizing. So I'm a very pro-vaccine and pro-thinking in terms of community health and herd health, and thinking about more than just yourself and how your actions impact the rest of your community.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Heather Korbulak after this time out.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Safety. We all think about it, You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Heather Korbulik. She is the executive director of the Silver State Insurance Exchange. You may know them better as Nevada HealthLink. What did you think about the legislature and what they came up with as far as health and insurance?
It's been a year, and I think you know that I spent the legislative session acting as Governor Sisolak's policy director. So I got to wear two hats during that time, where I was thinking about policy from a global perspective for how it will affect the entire state. And then also thinking about it very prescriptively from an administrative perspective, where I knew I would go back to the exchange and have to implement the policy that was being considered during that time.
Be careful what you wish for, right?
Yes, it was very tricky to navigate. I think that we've had some interesting and important conversations during the legislative session. I'm sure you know that Senate Bill 420 passed, which is the public option bill.
Well, that was specifically what I wanted you to talk
about.
Right.
So I honestly think that it's an important conversation for us to be having about how do we manage the increase in the number of, the cost of health insurance. That's a nationwide conversation. It's also true that we should have conversations about how do we improve access to health insurance. But I wanted, and I still kind of continue to point out, and I've written some op-eds about this too, which is while that's an important conversation, and we will be having that over the next 4 years because the public option won't be implemented until 2026, we have just had the most significant health expansion since the Affordable Care Act passed in 2011 or 2010, which is the American Rescue Plan that expanded subsidies to so many more Nevadans. So I'm really focused right now on saying who's not insured in Nevada, why, and how can we get them connected? Because almost everyone who is uninsured is either eligible for Medicaid or is eligible for subsidies and affordable care, affordable insurance on the exchange.
Okay, so that brings up the question, and this applies into so many different areas of society. Who are these people, and why are they not taking advantage of this? Because it's not like you're not advertising the heck out of the availability of these, both through public service, programs like this, as well as paid advertising.
So that kind of goes back to our previous conversation about vaccines, right? It's really, really hard to micro-target people to help them navigate a system. And so we spend a lot of time and energy trying to do direct and targeted outreach and advertising to folks who we believe may be uninsured. But it's not like we have a list who's uninsured where we can just start calling them or, you know, knocking on their door and saying, hey, you've got this access. But when we look at aggregated data across the state, and this is pre-COVID because we don't have any more recent numbers, there were about 400,000 Nevadans who were uninsured before. Of that, about a third of them were eligible for the exchange, and all of those folks are now eligible for subsidies or financial assistance.
Okay, so that's more than 10% of Nevadans.
Right? Right, it's about 11%. Yeah,
it's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, so the other over another third, you know, I don't remember how much is left. I'll have to get you the direct numbers or the exact numbers. But the other population, the significant other chunk of that population, was eligible for Medicaid. And then what remained was a very small portion of Nevadans who are either undocumented, which would make them ineligible for either the exchange or Medicaid, or they're making a choice not to be insured. And so we really have an excellent opportunity right now, especially with the passage of the American Rescue Plan, to be doing some targeted, even more, you know, grassroots level outreach so that we can get these people to understand that insurance can be scary, it can be confusing, and the sentiment that floats out there that isn't actually too inaccurate, which is it's too expensive, is all not insurmountable. We can help you, we can connect you with someone who is free, who can find a plan that's right for you, and that's something that's affordable for you.
All right, so when it comes to Medicare, for example, I have a Medicare broker.
Mm-hmm.
I go to see him once a year, and he lays out the plans on his giant computer screen,
mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of people, I guess, in his office who can't see very well, which makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And he says to me, which one of these do you want? Mm-hmm. And I say to him, you've been in this business your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me which one I want, because right. You tell me what makes the most sense. Is that what we need on a one-to-one level?
Yeah.
Should doctors be saying, you know, because when you go to a doctor, the last thing the doctor talks to you about is money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not ever part of a conversation. I mean, you know, if you're going to go and have an operation,
right.
The surgeon doesn't say, well, that's going to be $60,000. That's all in the back office and the insurance company and all the rest of it. So do we need more people on a broker side,
mm-hmm.
maybe call it something more friendly so that people aren't scared by it, but that way, if you find somebody that doesn't have insurance at a doctor's office, that they can be sent to a person, or there is a person
mm-hmm.
in that doctor's office paid for out of the rescue plan,
mm-hmm.
That can guide people.
Right, I absolutely. We have, at Nevada Health Link, we have 700 brokers that are certified to work with us. They're free. They will meet you by phone, they will meet you over Zoom, or you can go visit them in their offices, and they work to find the right plan for you. There are over 70 plans on the exchange. So your personal situation, what medications you take, what doctor you already use, you know, how often you think you're gonna need to go to the doctor, all of that is factored into this decision making. And a broker is an excellent person to guide you to a plan or a couple of plans that may be right for you and your individual needs.
Okay, so how are you directing people to these brokers at this point?
Well, we have them listed on our website. We also have a great tool. So if you call the 1-800 number at Nevada Health Link and you say that you're looking for assistance, we'll connect you. You put in your zip code onto the phone and we'll connect you to the broker closest to you.
All right, and what kind of response are you getting to that?
We're getting an excellent response. We have, I mean, the brokers are very interested and engaged in this. They do their own outreach, they do their own marketing, so that's always a great plus for the exchange. But we've seen over 9,000 enrollments throughout the last few months of open enrollment period, because we have the American Rescue Plan created another open enrollment that ends on August 15th. So we've seen a great uptick in Nevadans who are taking advantage of these new savings and who were previously uninsured that are now finding their way to insurance.
All right, but there's a huge gap between 9,000 and 400,000.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot of work to be done.
It is.
All right, let's take another break. We'll come back more with Heather Korbulik after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Heather Korbulik. She is the Executive Director of the Silva State Health Insurance Exchange, better known as Nevada Health Link. You mentioned public option. You also said it's not going to come into play for several years. But what is it and what does it mean for Nevada?
Well, public option has been passed in several other states, and Nevada is one of many states that are either considering it or have passed legislation. I've talked to almost every single state that's done it or is considering it, and every single state has a different definition of what public option
Great.
Is. So there is no guide path, there's no map for us to use, but in Nevada...
All right, well, so hang on. So what got passed then?
Well...
Just the phrase public, we have a public option?
It's a loose definition, and I think it's really dependent on, who's kind of using it.
Well, hang on. All right. So I think one thing that the public doesn't understand mm-hmm. is that once you pass a law, it then moves to regulators mm-hmm. who set up the regulations, and they are actually in some ways more powerful than the legislators. So where does this sit? So we just passed something that has a great name, but doesn't have anything written down. Is that about it?
Well, there's guidance in the statute that was passed, and you're right about the regulators now being in kind of implementation phase. So I meet regularly with the Department of Health and Human Services, the Division of Insurance, PEB, the Public Employees Benefit Program, and others, state agencies that are tasked with implementing this law. At a very high level, what the goal of this statute is to essentially have a plan available on the exchange that is 5% less than the average plan on the exchange. There is really no change in who's eligible. So when we go back to our conversation about the enrollment and who isn't enrolled or who's not eligible, those same people would still not be eligible for this public option. And so at least through the exchange. So it's a complicated bill. It's incredibly complicated. I think we all have been spending a lot of time making sure that we all agree on the interpretation of it. And then I've been working with regulators at both CMS and the IRS, trying to determine which course to take to ask for waivers to take these actions eventually. But the next step is to engage stakeholders. There was some significant feedback from providers and from insurance carriers and other interested stakeholders during session, basically saying we were left out of this conversation. So it's critically important for us to make sure that their voices are heard and that we understand where the pain points might be for them.
Well, I would imagine the biggest pain point is the cost of providing the services. I mean, we don't have enough doctors in this state. We don't have enough nurses. I mean, the list goes on in every field. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking, after we've already gotten a federal plan and a state plan, now we want to knock off another 5%. I mean,
That is the concern from our hospitals and our doctors. And I think where we're really doing some deep digging and in the same timeline as having these conversations with stakeholders, we have to draft a statement of work for an actuarial company who will do an analysis of what does the impact of the public option have on the state as a whole? Is there a return on investment? If we outlay costs or we outlay money and funding to support something like this, does it then in fact increase enrollment? Does it then in fact decrease costs? And how widely are those cost reductions and those enrollment increases felt?
Oh, okay, so that's a cost from the state. Mm-hmm. And where do we get that money from?
We're gonna have to explore that. We'll have to see how much it costs and whether or not we can create savings for the federal government, because if we can, then we can ask them to pass those savings along to us. But if we can't, then that's the state's responsibility to cover.
And when do we have to have this plan in place before it actually goes into effect?
My goal, and I think that I can speak for the rest of the state agency teams, we're hoping to have by the next legislative session an actuarial analysis completed and submitting our waivers by that time. So that would be 2023.
Wow. That's a lot to do. And that's just around the corner.
Right.
Heather Korbulik, always a pleasure to have you on the program. You're the only person I know that can make insurance interesting.
Thank you, Sam,
for being here. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.